Darwinian survival of the fittest presupposes a struggle for limited resources, inviting government regulation that hampers free market economies. On May 25, 2006, Democrat-turned-Republican Mayor of New York City Michael R. Bloomberg addressed graduates of the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore. "Today," he said, "we are seeing hundreds of years of scientific discovery being challenged by people who simply disregard facts that don't happen to agree with their agendas. Some call it pseudoscience, others call it faith-based science. But when you notice where this negligence tends to take place, you might as well call it political science." Bloomberg continued, "It boggles the mind that nearly two centuries after Darwin and 80 years after John Scopes was put on trial, this country is still debating the validity of evolution." Then he falsely claimed that Kansas is now proposing to teach intelligent design, which is really creationism by another name, in science classes. Although Bloomberg did not specifically mention conservatives, there was no doubt that he was targeting them. The next day, the New York Daily News reported, "Mayor Bloomberg lashed out at conservatives yesterday for ignoring science and common sense on issues like evolution." Yet conservatives are far from unanimous in their opinions about Darwinism and intelligent design. Although most Darwinists are on the left end of the political spectrum, and most intelligent design supporters are on the right, some conservatives are vocal opponents of ID. Some people even argue that Darwinism supports social and economic conservatism. Conservatives against ID. On August 1, 2005, a newspaper reporter asked President George W. Bush for his personal views on the growing debate over evolution versus intelligent design, and whether he thought both should be taught in public schools. Bush replied that the decision should be left to local districts, but in his opinion, both sides ought to be properly taught so people can understand what the debate is about. Darwinists were upset with the president's reply, but so was conservative columnist John Derbyshire. "This is Bush at his muddle-headed worst," he wrote, "conferring all the authority of the presidency on the teaching of pseudoscience in science classes." Derbyshire concluded, "What then should we teach our kids in high school science classes? The answer seems to me very obvious. We should teach them consensus science, which means we should teach them Darwinism, the essential foundation for all of modern biology. We should also teach it unskeptically, as settled fact, since teaching it otherwise will only confuse young minds." Reviewing events in Pennsylvania and Kansas a few months later, conservative columnist Charles Krauthammer deplored a fight over evolution that is so anachronistic and retrograde as to be a national embarrassment.